قلب نشلف وزني وزهرك لو نسيت هدني من كوتي وكوبعين وكتين They come for me and place a heavy price upon my head. They say I've lived a life of waste and shame. They say they'll see me once again when I am gone and dead. At night I hear them whispering my name. They promise me more agony than any man should feel. The blood upon my hand shall be my own.
Hey, what's up, man? I think it's pretty obvious right about now who you're looking at, but I'll tell you anyhow. I'm Shaggy Two Dope, the Southwest Strangler.
And I'm Vinyl J, the Duke of the Wicked.
And together we happen to be
the Insane Clown Posse.
And right about now, it's time to get a big, big, big fat shout out to Hell's Entertainment, their media outlet for all touring artists.
They offer videography, design work, photography, motherfucking freshology. Are you a touring artist? Do you get out there and grind? Or are you a boring artist? Do you sit home and whine? Because if you're a worker, hook up with Hell's Entertainment.
That's right, Hell's Entertainment. You can reach them at www.hellentertainment.com.
And if you're not done with that, go to hell.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 24th edition of Sinner Sundays.
Woo!
As always, make sure you check out our Demon of the Month, Amy Young from Amy Young Photography. Like always, you can find her on Hell Entertainment sites, all her social sites, amyyoungphotography.com, and all of that good stuff. Also, as usual, please go out and support Kinko, still fighting the fight from his tragic stroke. Teespring there for the Kinko Strong t-shirt, PayPal. Donate whatever you can if you can. Whatever you can support would be great. Also tonight, in the pit.
I'm pumped about this one.
Yeah, good friends of ours, longtime friends of Hell Entertainment, Illegal, coming in with some tarot readings, talking about what she's been up to, and everything else. So,
yeah.
Good times, good times. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
How are we? You notice we are one short tonight. Christina is currently on mission in a hallway. That's all I'm going to say.
I like that.
Yeah, she's on special assignment right now.
In a hallway.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, our good friend here is joining us as our third person. I never caught his name, though. He just decided to hop in.
What do you mean?
I never caught his name.
It's from Mars Attacks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That was our playlist. Sorry, guys.
So, tonight, we are on the topic of aliens. All right, here's my opinion about them. I think you're naive if you don't think there are other beings in the universe. Because the universe is freaking huge. We have no idea, but... we actually know more about space than we do about our ocean. That's on a location that we live.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think aliens are in the ocean, too. What do we think? Aliens?
I think they're out there.
100%.
I think there's a world out there that's mimicking ours. Maybe better than ours.
There's an alien version of you, but it's better.
Oh, it's way better than this version. This is like Dig 2.0.
But we'll never know. Or we will know. But I feel like if you meet your alien, you'll like combust or something.
You think so? You think it's like time travel?
I don't know. We don't know. But I do know that it's starting to come out in the news a little bit more because the government needs something else to distract y'all with.
Or are we the aliens?
From somewhere else.
Are we the 100%. Alien planet and someone's thinking, What is there other life form out there?
Do we live on a raindrop on a leaf? Like that alien, there's a movie that happened. Isn't that Men in Black? I don't know. Either way.
Aliens in the ocean.
Aliens in the ocean.
There's some freaky fish in the fucking ocean.
I believe. Exactly. And like I said, we know more about space than we know about our own ocean. I forget the exact percentage, so I don't want to say a percentage, but if you Google the percentage of what we know about our ocean, it's not much. It's actually a little scary. So.
I mean, it's always scary. Scare the, scare the unknown.
Yeah.
Of what's out there, because, all of a sudden random sightings been coming up, and ever since COVID, the news put out a sighting of a UFO.
Horton hears a who. Yep. She's right.
Yeah, Horton hears a who.
Or they're like, those like weeds that you blow and like the things go
to make a wish.
Yeah. I think they live on one of those.
Yeah.
No, but Men in Black, and then the marble, and they hold a marble.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Aliens are, it's a weird subject. I mean, what, Steven Spielberg, from what we read, and I was told earlier,
wink,
Steven Spielberg won't do a movie about negative aliens or mean aliens, because he
believes, won't be mean to them, yeah.
Or he won't do a movie portraying mean aliens, because he's a believer of aliens, and he doesn't want the aliens to come down, if and when they do come down, and think bad about it.
I would think the aliens are like, what the hell are those people doing down there? We ain't coming near you. Like, they're way smarter than we are.
Oh, yeah. You think there's a photographer, Ashley, out there in a different world?
An alien me? Probably.
Can the world take two of you?
No. That's why it's in its own world. Below us.
What's everybody else think? Aliens, yes, no? Anybody? Oh, Christina says, hello from the ER hallway. And yes, aliens are real.
Oh, yeah, like Men in Black, definitely. Oh, we got a fun picture.
What's that?
The other friend picture.
You want me to put the other friend picture up?
Yeah, for wonderful crowd out there.
All right. Yeah, shapeshifters are definitely look at this guy.
Oh yeah, he's
over
cool.
Here. I'm poking him in the eye. That's Ashley's friend.
Yeah.
That's the Ashley in the outer space.
Are aliens mean? Are they nice?
Can they talk?
Not a language we all understand.
That's true.
They probably can understand us.
Yeah, they're gonna have their own language.
But we probably can't understand them.
No, Christina, I cannot.
What'd you say?
She wants me to do your baby picture as the big screen. Probably the resting bitch face one.
Oh yeah.
That's a true alien.
That'd be a cute one up there.
So what else we got on aliens out there?
I don't know. Our crowd's a little quiet tonight, but that's all right.
Yeah. Share the show out. As always, we are broadcasting live on Hellfire Radio's Facebook, Hell Entertainment's Facebook, and make sure you check out Hellfire's station on the Live 365 app.
Yeah.
So when you're at work, driving in the car, you can listen to
some
pretty kick-ass bands.
Just got that finally. And it's awesome, actually. I really enjoy it. There's so much stuff on it.
I know.
That's endless. So, and it's free. Who doesn't like free stuff?
We always like free stuff.
Also, Hellfire Radio is looking for people on a podcast, like
podcast, radio show, talk show.
Yeah. All that good stuff. So, if you guys are, we're also on Instagram Live now,
which we will be later.
Which we will be on there later as well. And yeah. Oh, goodness. Look what you did, Christina.
I don't know if I can get it, but we'll find out. We're bringing a legal on soon, about 4 or 5 minutes.
I Are you happy?
There you go, Christina. That's the alien from the outer space. That's the second Ashley.
I keep looking behind me like I can see it, like big.
It's not really there. Aliens. How do they work?
But look, I got cute ears. I saw those cheeks.
How's everyone's weekend going? I hope everyone had a good weekend. We're here to close it out for you. Skitsy's on right after us at 10 o'clock, getting shitsy with Skitsy.
That sounds like a fun time.
We should get shitsy with Skitsy
one
night.
We should.
We're bringing the Men in Black. They're here to take care of business. That's what I was talking about. Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith. What was the dog's name? I forget. Ooh, what if aliens were our pets?
Oh, cats are aliens.
Jen says cats.
Because cats are aliens.
Cats are little
cats
bitches.
Cats are fucking weird, dude.
Cats are assholes.
Cats are the best.
Cats suck.
You suck. Cat team. Crazy cat lady right here.
Still's Christina. She's a crazy cat lady.
Hey, because cats are freaking awesome.
No, they're not. They're aliens and... So...
They're aliens and so what?
I saw my kiddo walk by and reminded me that we might be doing an egging tonight.
Live. Are we doing that tonight?
Live on the Instagram. As I put out a post a couple weeks ago, about 100 comments, and I'll let my daughter egg me live. Well, we got it.
I'm surprised you thought otherwise.
I know. I don't usually get any comments anyway on my Facebook. So I just thought. But yeah. I thought wrong. So live on the Instagram tonight, depending whether I will be getting egged. And holding true to my words, so you can check that out on the Hellfire Instagram. Oh, man. You imagine?
That's, I like that shirt you got going there, bud. That's nice.
Yeah, it's all right. She's... An all right friend of mine, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't really.
I heard she was a pretty cool chick.
Hang on, there we go.
It's a good color. Orange is definitely your color.
Orange is my color.
Yellow bone orange.
Hey, why don't we just do this? Oh, look, we'll put your logo up. See? Technology.
I heard about this girl.
Yeah. But yeah, check her out. A-Grace Photography. A-GracePhotography.com. Hellentertainment.com. All about the aliens. That's how we do. So yeah, tonight's a light show. So we're gonna bring Illegal in a minute.
Light show. All right.
It's a light show. You know, we're not.
I didn't know we had like light and heavy shows.
Sometimes we have two interviewees, or
yeah, sometimes it's yeah.
Sometimes it's crazy right before with technical difficulties.
Yeah, that's usually.
It's usually how we roll up until the last minute.
That's okay.
So. We are going to bring Illegal in, talk to her, see what's going on in her world.
Hell yeah.
And get her in here. Oh, wait, she walked away. Well, wait.
Where are we? Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Just relaxing on a nice... Finally cool Sunday. The weather finally broke.
It feels like fall. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's very fall like today.
It's beautiful. So what's going on with you? What's new in your world?
Oh my God. So I am so happy to be here on the alien episode. I feel like it's very fitting. But yeah, I am an illegal alien from the Illy Galaxy. And I've been up to so much, like literally, like I don't even know where to begin.
Well, I mean, when we first met, you were doing music in the independent music scene.
Yep.
And have you stopped doing the music? Are you still doing music?
So check this out, you guys. You know what I thought of right before I came on? So this album, my solo album, the one and only,
yep,
just turned 10 years old.
No way. We're actually about to play that album on our playlist.
Yep.
Like, it came out August 10th, 2010.
That's crazy.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I totally missed the anniversary because I've been so busy. But, like, yeah, shit. This shit's a decade old, fam. Like, what?
That's sick.
It's amazing how time flies.
Oh my God. I know. So yeah, it kind of sucks that I really haven't been doing much on the music tip since that album dropped. But you know, it was a fun part of my life and I look back fondly, but as far as like the person that I've become, you know, it just doesn't resonate. And like also a big thing is like the whole legalization movement. Like that was a big reason that I started rapping in the first place, you know, was because of how much I love weed and thought it should be legal. And now it is. And that's what I do for a living. I work at a dispensary now. In Mass, a recreational dispensary, Nova Farms in Mass. And it's like a dream come true. So I feel like it was a fun part of my, you know, youth and growing up. And I'm glad that I have like so many memories and stories. And like, this is a record of time right here. You know what I mean? So they call it a record. It's a record of time. So like, I'm super proud. And like, I definitely want to make music again. I'm not saying I won't. But I think it's going to be way different than anything I've ever done prior to this. So,
yeah, absolutely. We're playing some of it right now. Mary Jane is playing right now. So from the transition from music to, you're also doing tarot readings now, correct?
Yeah. So that's actually a real new thing in my life, the tarot. I'm pretty new to the whole thing, but I love it. And it really kept me kind of occupied, especially during COVID. You know, during quarantine, I live alone. It was something to really dive deep into, which I did. But it actually stemmed from 2 years ago. I actually experienced an unfortunate loss in my life. We're coming up on 2 years of the anniversary. Yeah, so you know, when that all went down, you know, I felt this person come to me in the cards, and that's how I really got into it. I just felt connected with this person in the deck. I used the Dark Carnival deck by Rachel Paul. It's if you're a juggalo, you need this in your life, even just as a collector, because the art on this deck is beautiful. You know, if you resonate at all with the Dark Carnival, then you know, the cards will speak to you, you know?
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I like it. It's a lot of fun. I started a YouTube channel. It's called Illy Galaxy. I try to make like one video a week and do different types of readings, but it's a lot of fun and I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from it. So
yeah, I first saw you doing it on the NetFest with Magic Ninja during their whole NetFest concert day long. And I thought it was pretty cool and I wanted to reach out and chat with you and find out, you know, how you got into it. And then, Jennifer, my wife, you know her as well, Treats.
What's up, girl? I know it's been so long, but
you know, she's asking and we all want to know, how did you get into it? And I guess, when you picked up your first deck, how did you know how to read it?
Yeah. So like, I had the OG like Rider-Waite deck from years ago. I wanted to get into it, but I never really felt the draw. And, you know, after my boyfriend Rob passed away, it was right after the gathering, the Whoopstock gathering, he passed away and me and my girl Colin, we did a reading. She had the deck. She had her own deck, the same Dark Carnival deck. And we did a reading and legit every single card that came through was him speaking directly to us. There was no doubt about it. It was just, we like hugged each other and cried and it was like a very spiritual experience. And ever since that moment, I said, you know what? I got to get my hands on a deck. And, you know, I never really had a reading done by, I'd say like a professional, you know, like friends would pull cards for me and stuff. But like after that moment, I really was just like so drawn. So I got my own deck and I started just studying the cards. And like I said, it's easy when you know the images on the cards and what that the meaning but is behind the images. So it really helped me to learn. And now I feel like I'm a channel. Like I feel like the cards, like when I do readings for people, like the right cards come through and I do specific readings on my YouTube channel and like the right cards just fall out. And so So I feel like really in tune. I have a couple other decks. I have the MNE deck too. But this one really speaks to me. And real quick before I forget, I wanted to give a shout out to Chuck Reeves because he's the one who hit me up about NetFest. And he's the one who had the idea of me pulling some cards. And I said, wow, that's a really great idea. And so he kind of like planted this seed and like spawned this whole new endeavor in my life. So shout out to him and shout out to the whole Astronomicon NetFest. That was quite the production.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So
it was dope.
How much studying does it take to memorize each card, each face of the card, what it represents?
Yeah, there's like, I think there's 72 cards total. Yeah. And you often, more times often than not, like when you're doing a reading for yourself, you might get the same cards over and over. And so then you definitely start to learn like, oh, this card again, I know it. But then once in a while, you'll get this random card that you never get. And you're like, wow, let me like look into this more. So it's just becoming familiar with it. There's a booklet that came with it too, that Rachel wrote, like all the meanings for her, like, you know, her interpretation of the cards. But everyone has their own kind of meaning. Like there's an overall general, like, you know, with the major and minor arcana and like the suits and everything, like there's a general vibe to each card. So it's just learning that. And it's just, like I said, becoming more familiar. You know, like I'm definitely not above like reading from the book, or like I have an app on my phone that I use that really goes in depth with all the cards. And it's just fun to learn. It's not anything that should be taking too much time, or like it's not anything too serious. It's meant to be like some fun spiritual guidance, you know, or like maybe messages from loved ones who have passed on, you know, which people find hope and faith in. But you know, it's meant to be fun. It's not meant to be anything dark or scary, or you know what I mean? Like I'm just having fun with it. So
have you had like any scary experiences so far, or everything's been pretty like good and spirit wise?
Yeah, like that one reading really moved me. And there are times where I'll like do a reading and I'll definitely feel energies, or you know, just a different vibe in the room. But it's always positive. It's definitely positive, and I do it in the most positive way. So I use a lot of crystals. I use a lot of sage and Palo Santo and candles, and you know what I mean. Like I really try to like the whole experience and respect it. So
yeah, one of our good friends Becca does the same, and she's like, she's pretty good at it. I let her do my cards once. Just once, but I was like very impressed.
Yeah,
yeah, like, it's crazy to watch.
It's definitely not for everyone. Some people are turned off by it. But it's definitely gaining a lot of momentum. I watch a lot of other YouTube videos, and that's what inspired me to do it, was like watching all these other people pull cards and feeling something from their pulls, and maybe feeling like, oh, well, you know, I have a big juggalo following, you know, maybe I could use this as a tool to, you know, get people more on a spiritual, you know, mindset. Especially these days, I think we could all use a little like nudge from, you know, like, hey, you got this.
Good vibes.
Hey, you should be okay. Like, I remember when I started doing readings during COVID, they were all like, whoa, like a lot of death cards, tower cards, like big abrupt change, you know, and we're all in this together. Like, it's a collective thing. Like, nobody's immune from feeling what's going on in the world right now, you know?
No, absolutely. 100% agreed. Because you're going to have your naysayers. You're going to have your believers. Now, before you got your reading and Rob came to you in those readings, rest in peace, Rob. Were you a true believer in the tarot readings?
Yeah. So I was always wanted to get my tarot done at the gathering. And I just, you know what, you know, if you guys have gathered, you know, things get crazy. You never have enough time to do what you want to do. But I remember Rob got a reading that year shortly before, you know, everything happened. He actually went and got a reading, and I thought that was so cool. And I've always been into astrology, and obviously, like, you know, I've been on this, I would say, spiritual journey since like 2012 when that whole shit popped off. And I think it's just been a natural thing for me to get into in my life because I'm a Gemini. My head is always in the clouds. I'm always in outer space. I'm always thinking about fucking conspiracies and how everything connects and synchronicities and the meaning of life. And sometimes maybe it's because I smoke too much weed and I like think too much about all this crazy shit. But, you know, to me, it's just natural. It was just like a natural thing for me to get into.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, do you believe in that sort of stuff? Energy and all connecting?
I definitely do. I believe in the energy. I was very skeptical when it came to like the tarot readings and the table tippings and all of that.
I've had some weird shit happen to me, so I definitely believe in that. But that's a little why I'm like, not put off, but a little like scared about like getting a legitimate tarot reading card.
We had one done at Cambridge's Fair, and a lot of the shit came true. It didn't happen right away, obviously, but it made me think again. Like,
did it freak out?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It was like, this is gonna happen. It happened. This is gonna happen. Then it happened. I'm waiting for the third shoe to drop on it.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. But as of right now, you know, I'm a firm believer, you know, and I also believe things happen for a reason. So
absolutely. Even the bad shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
I'm firsthand. Like I just went through 2 years of like really tough things and I feel like I triumphed over, you know, the hard times and I'm where I need to be. And I enjoy every moment of life, even the tough moments, you know? So
Our third counterpart, who's not here, she's actually sitting in the hallway right now at the ER, is asking, what's your favorite stone?
Oh, I have so many. So right now, my favorite is black tourmaline. I've been carrying that a lot with me. It's just for balance. And the energies have just been so crazy lately. I love moldavite. It's green. It's like supposedly like this alien meteor from another fucking planet. It's awesome. It's super hard to come by, and I actually found a guy that makes wire pendants on Instagram, and he's got one for sale right now, and I'm like, oh my god, I want it so bad. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, I have quartz tattooed right here. I like a lot of stones. I like citrine a lot because I really believe that, you know, it can bring about wealth and abundance. And I think that's really important, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's the weirdest experience that you've come across when doing a reading with somebody?
Well, I haven't done too many like personal readings other than ones with like friends and family, but, you know, definitely the one with Rob stands out to me big time. You know, I just did one actually just pre-pulled cards for the reading that I'm about to record. I'm probably going to record it after this and post it up. But like, it was like a twin flame. It was like a twin flame kind of like relationship love reading. And it was just like, it just seemed really spot on for what I see a lot of people in my life going through as far as relationships go. So I don't know. It's just cool how it always kind of knows, like, you know, the gathering reading I did, like the gathering card came up and stuff like that. So it's just cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Absolutely.
It's crazy how it all works. Like, it's wild, right?
It is. Well, and it makes you think. It really does.
I'll just elaborate real quick because this is like what really sealed the deal for me. So the last card in the Rob reading that we did was the world. And in this deck, it's called the Juggalo World. And it's just a big red hatchet man on it. And the whole write-up is about how Rachel lost two friends in separate occasions after the gathering in car accidents. And that's exactly what I was dealing with. And for that card to come up, like I never get that card now. It never comes up, but it came up in that reading and it changed. It really changed my perspective. And I found faith knowing that Rob was in Shangri-La. He was supposed to be there. Like everything was in divine time and it made me feel less sad, you know? So I don't know. if there's things out there that give people hope and faith in the afterlife or in anything, then fuck it, you know.
No, absolutely. Yeah. So we're at 8:30, and I believe you're gonna do a reading for us live here tonight, Rick, right?
Yeah, so I know you guys are talking about aliens, and I really think that alien disclosure is going to be a thing very soon. So I just thought maybe I would, shuffle the deck and see if any cards want to come out about the possible alien disclosure that's going on. Because, you know, we all know that the world is in shambles and things are changing. But I do believe that we have galactic brothers and sisters up there looking out for us. I don't think that aliens are evil. And I don't think that they're here to, like, probe our fucking assholes. I think no, like, I really think that they're here to have our backs. And the two cards that just flew out there are the Warrior of Axes and the Fool. So we got the ABK card here. Which I love, because I mean, look at how amazing and beautiful this card is. And
that artwork's insane.
Yeah. And you know, the Native Hatchet Warrior here. Like, this is the Earth card, and we're all kind of fighting for our planet right now, in one way or another. Like, shit has to fucking change, you know?
Hell yeah, it does.
And it's up to us to change it, but unfortunately, you know, of the world we live in, a lot of us are walking around looking like this, all distracted all the time, you know, and we got our video games and, you know, we got fucking
technology in general.
There's just so much, you know, and for instance, like not having concerts or festivals, shows, like that was a huge distraction for me, something that I spent a lot of time, money and energy on. And without it, it's really helped me to like focus and look inward and not seek all these like external forces all the time. You know what I mean?
Us too. We definitely understand you on that one. A lot of time and money. And it was the therapy concerts, like not having that's totally a downer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but I keep saying to myself, and I keep saying in these readings that I do on YouTube, is like, I really think the sacrifice of all of this that we're going through is going to be worth it in the end. Like, I really think when it's all said and done, we'll be like, wow, it was worth it missing all those shows. It was worth it not seeing our friends and family. It was worth it not having to wear these goddamn fucking masks all the time. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I just hope that the sacrifices will all be worth it at the end of the day. And then this is the last card. Sorry, this just popped up, but I love this card, you guys. This is
the Wraith card.
Yeah. So we got the Wraith, Shangri-La, the Death card. But fear not change. Change is necessary, and it's beautiful, and it's all organic. So again, it's just like whatever is about to come our way, just take it all in stride and don't be afraid. I love that card just flew out right now, you guys. And this is this is a little like that. From Rob, and also any of the loved ones that, you know, anyone out there may have, they're saying what up to you right now. So.
Hell yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. And then talking about change, you know, my hopes is that with all this going on, is that when we come out of it and we go back to a normalcy, we don't go back to the normalcy that we had before. We come out of it stronger, not relying on electronics, not with our head up our ass, but with our head looking forward and not taking for granted the things that we have.
Absolutely.
Because when this happens, it's like, well, shit, I didn't realize just going to the store without a mask on how much.
Right. The little things.
It's the little things that you took for granted that you realize now. And it's like, fuck, I miss those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this has all put us in check. We all, you know, humanity needed it. It sucks that it's happened in such a kind of weird, negative way. But like I said, I think it's really going to pay off. And the fact that these, you know, really strong cards came through, and, you know, we're all in this together. That's what I keep telling myself. It's like, I am not afraid of what's about to happen. I really think that things are going to change for the better. And no one's experiencing this alone. Like, we're here for a reason. We wanted to be here. It's a crazy time to be alive, but what the fuck else will we be doing? You know?
It's true.
Now, where do you want to see your tarot readings go? Do you want to see it take off on a larger scale where you're doing more personal readings, or?
Yeah, so I really just want to get more YouTube followers and, you know, subscribers, so that maybe I can get on their monetization program, you know what I mean? Like, and just like make a little passive income. I'm not looking to like make a living off this, you know, or, you know, if people wanted to donate for readings in the future when I get better, absolutely, you know, I'm open to it. But for now, I'm just trying to have fun and learn the cards. And, you know, me and my my homegirls were talking about the possibility of making our own deck. A lot of people are making their own decks, and there's really no limits or rules to it, because you don't even have to base your cards off of what exists. You can just make your own cards too. So,
hell yeah.
So I think we might get together and create our own deck. And then, yeah, I mean, I'd love to maybe get with Rachel and see if the gathering pops off next year. Maybe there's like one night where I can like do some readings at the actual tarot tent, you know, at the gathering, something like that.
So now when you talk about making your own deck, I know you said there's really no rhyme or reason, if you will. When you put the meanings to the cards and the artwork, is that just something that comes to you while you're designing the cards?
Yeah, so like this deck here, it's based off of the traditional Rider-Waite tarot. So each card is based off of an existing card. And so, you know, that is definitely nice. But, you know, we were talking about doing like an oracle deck, where literally you could just create your own cards and your own descriptions, you know. There's like really no rules, which is so nice, because I don't like rules.
Rules are meant to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That's like really good for you.
Absolutely.
The one thing that we had to focus on, like being concerts, concert photography, all that good stuff, being taken away. Have you found like another focal point? Like she has her cards, like something else to keep in mind? Not really. We really haven't. We no. Keep trying new things though.
Well, you got this awesome podcast.
We do.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that. We try to make it entertaining for our dozens and dozens of fans.
No, it's awesome. This is the wave of the future. And yeah, Trita said that she has an angel deck. And that's exactly what we were talking about today, actually. We were talking about making a Shangri-La angel or oracle deck based on Rob and making cards based on fallen juggalos. Because let's face it, if there's juggalos that have passed on, they're young and they died young. And it's something to be said and memorialized if they were made into a beautiful card. And each card could have a write-up based on the energy of that person. You know, like we could make it a community, giving back to the juggalo community. Because that's really all I want to do. That's why I did music. That's why I'm doing the Dark Carnival Tarot. Like, all I want to do is give back to a scene that has given me so much, you know?
Well, that's so true. I mean, that's really where we met, from the juggalo community. That's where I met Treats and the juggalo. That's where a lot of this thing goes, where everything goes around and around. And when you really sit back to think about it, it's like, shit, like the juggalo community, you know, people are always bashing on the juggalo community and ICP and all this. But when you really think about your own experience, it's crazy. And like where you've met people, where they're in life now, where you're still in contact. When you go to a gathering, I mean, you know this, you're not alone, even if you go by yourself. You go to a gathering and it's incredible. It's one of the most incredible feelings I can attest to.
Absolutely. It's the power and magic of the juggalos and the carnival is super real. And if anything, it's gotten deeper and more rooted and grounded over the years. Like we're all more connected. We're all like, you know how there's like that 6 degrees of separation? There's not that in the juggalo world. There's maybe one, because we all know each other. We're all connected, you know, and I think we've all been connected in this life, past lives, And I'm just so proud. And what I've noticed is there's a real change in society where juggalos used to be like hated on and frowned upon and made fun of. And now it almost seems like people are like, oh, you're juggalo? And they're like intrigued by it. And they're like, they think it's cool. And I don't know. It just seems like juggalos are getting like mad clout compared to, you know, the old days where, you know,
it was all hate.
Yeah. It was hate. It was all hate. And you couldn't find the merch in stores. You had to order it online. You say you're going to an ICP show, you're painted up, you're riding by yourself, people looking at you sideways.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at the march. I was at the march, and that was only a few years ago. Like, a lot's changed just since the march. And I'd like to think that maybe it had something to do with the march, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I would absolutely say something changed because of the march. Mm-hmm. What that change was, no one really can tell, but something did change.
Yep. And now, like, ICP's getting a lot of love and respect in the mainstream for, like, not having the gathering or, like, being on that Chris Hansen show and just little things, like, and I'm just, like, I'm sitting back and I'm just, like, this is so great. Like, I just love it. Because, like, the world's falling apart and every other day you hear about this person's a piece of shit. This one's a pedophile. This one sexually assaulted me. This one did this. And I just love to see ICP just sitting back like, yep, we've been talking about, you know, killing these motherfuckers like racists and bigots and fucking pedophiles. The beginning of the, right, you know, carnival, the Carnival of Carnage saga, you know? So it's just, it's awesome to see everything come full circle.
Well, it's crazy because when you brought it up with ICP canceling the gathering because they don't want to risk one juggalo life, but then you got other concerts and they're like, hey, fuck it, we're all in this here now, so let's just have a good time. And even people like Tech who just threw a huge show not too long ago.
Tech, dude, what the fuck?
Like, I know. I thought it was ballsy.
You got him. Got the ride down in Sturbridge, the motorcycle rally with free concerts going on with thousands and thousands of people, and then you got these two guys who have been clowns their entire lives, have this amazing following, and cancel their biggest event of the year because they don't want to risk one live from anyone.
And you know they took a hit because the gathering, you know. So, you know, it's I'm glad they did the right thing because you know we all would have showed up. Like,
oh, of course.
It's like if they built it, we would have come. And like, you know, so I'm glad they didn't have it. But I know a lot of us have been in a bit of a depression, you know. I've missed a few gatherings here and there, but I have friends that go every single year and they're definitely fucked up over it, you know, and I feel for our community, but we're just going to gather doubly as hard next year. Hopefully we can still have it at Nelson Ledges because that was really going to be amazing to go back to that property after all these years. So I really don't know what the future holds for concerts, festivals, but God damn it.
I need some shows.
Me too. I'm losing it, you guys.
Now, were you going to perform at this gathering or did you perform at the last gathering?
So what I did last year was I did a little thing at Cannibals. It was Cannibals House, RIP Cannibal, of course. I did a couple songs there. CPN had a thing going on and I just did a couple songs, but the year before that I did perform. I think I've performed at like 5 or 6 gatherings now, which I love because it's like a staple almost. And, you know, I love the gathering so much. It's the first place I ever rapped in front of anybody ever. And
that's
awesome. And I have so many memories. Yeah. And then I realized too that this year was the 10-year anniversary since the whole Tila Tequila bullshit that
I forgot about that.
I wish I could forget about that, but that changed a lot of things for me moving forward in the music shit. I was like, maybe this ain't for me, you know.
So what was your first gathering that you performed at?
So
what year was it?
It was 2004, and it was the MC contest.
Okay.
And that was the year that Burrow Thugs won, that Tally Demon.
Yep.
Yeah, so they ended up winning, but that was the first time I ever performed. I went up there, and I rapped Mary Jane, and I've completely forgot my third verse. It was just the beat and me on the mic, and the third verse kicked in, and I was like, But I don't know. I was like, oh, I was beating myself up all weekend. But the whole weekend, ninjas were coming up to me like, yo, I saw you up there. You killed it. And I was like, really? Really? So, like, it inspired me to, like, you know, like, I wasn't even illegal then. I don't even remember. Like, it was so far before all of that. But it definitely inspired me to keep at it. And, you know, there were no chick rappers. That was it. It was Tally Demon and me. And that was it. Mm-hmm. So...
Now, do you still have any contact with anyone out there in Minnesota with Fresh or anybody like that? Or
yeah, so they actually, I think Ruthless was just planning to do a show right before COVID hit. So I think they've been working on some music, which is awesome because above anything, I was a huge Ruthless and PLC fan. You know, back in the day. And so the fact that they're, you know, doing good, I know Trest and Josh just had their third kid. They're doing good. Like, everyone's doing really good out there. And I send mad love to all those people always. So.
Absolutely. I still think PLC should have won.
Oh, man. This,
like 2005.
You know what's funny is, like, you know, the memes I see of, like, if, you know, Dark Lotus would still be a thing if PLC had won. And I'm like, oops. You know what I mean? Because of, like, everything that's transpired. I mean, everything that's transpired as a result of A and B, you know, winning. But
well, that, and then you hear the backstories of what, when Otis left Psychopathic and went to MNE. And yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, there's just a lot of levels. And so it's funny, but, you know, everything, I guess, happened, like, you know, as it should. And, you know,
Tree says it was rigged.
Well, yeah.
I mean, totally agree.
I think we were all there, right? Like, I, you know, we all had the coins and it was just. It was a shit show.
I remember so many people, when they didn't win, how upset they were. You know, Cryptic, he rode up with us at the gathering that year, and he was so pissed. He was, and there were so many people there that, with that contest, that AMB shouldn't have won. But
it was a weird saga. And then, like, I saw through the bullshit too, because I'm like, yo, Turncoat Dirty became Boondocks, who was signed to Psychopathic, but the actual winners of the contest were signed to Hatchet House. So I just thought that was bullshit too. I'm like, you're going to take one of the runners up and sign them to the actual head label, the winner of the contest, and sign them to the sub label. I just was like, come on, man.
Something's dumbass backwards, but here we are 15 years later still talking about it.
I know. It's quite the saga, but it's all good. I love everybody. I have mad love for the PLC guys. I have mad love for AMB. You know, it's all love. Like, I literally, like, love the scene so much, and I know that there's still beef and drama, and obviously not everyone gets along, but me and my heart, I have love for everybody. So,
and that's the way it has to be. You know, we're all, as sad as it is, we're all getting older, we're all getting grayer. You know, put the bullshit aside, and, you know, it is what it is. We're all here to have fun and, you know, love one another, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, still supporting the guys out there. I see Fresh putting out new music. You're doing your thing with the tarot readings, which is hella awesome.
Well,
so what's next for the Eli, I can't fucking talk right now. What's next in your saga?
The Eli Galaxy. I know, it's a tongue twister. So besides work, I am really trying to focus on some new musical endeavors. I don't want to say too much, but I am trying to work on some new stuff. A lot has changed. I'm really trying to build up some equipment and have my own little studio so I can just make stuff at my own pace. But yeah, I'm just going to keep doing the tarot and, you know, keep plugging away at the YouTube channel and, you know, definitely going to hopefully make some new music. Like, this next year coming up, it's going to be my main focus. So,
well, definitely keep us up to date on what's going on, you know, with your tarot readings, the music life with you. We'd love to have you back on when you get some other things coming up.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you on hellentertainment.com too.
Yeah.
I could start to promote your YouTube channel. Definitely.
Absolutely. So anyone you want to shout out, anyone you want to plug while we got you, before we let you go?
Yeah, so I just want to say what up to anyone that may be tuning in from Instagram. I love you guys. Any of my friends, Colin, Jasmine, if you guys are watching, I love you. Yeah, thank you to Rachel for this amazing deck. Shout out to Rob, RIP. I love and miss you so much. No, but you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, hopefully we can chat again soon.
Absolutely. Definitely. We appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. It's good to catch up with you. Yeah, let's catch up again, and we'll have you on again shortly.
All right, cool. And yeah, hit me up on YouTube. Just search Illy Galaxy and hit the subscribe button. So
we'll make sure we put that link up on hellentertainment.com when we post the show. We'll tag you in it so that way you can share it out to all of your alien followers.
Awesome.
And we'll chat soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thank
you. She's cool.
Oh,
that's such a cool. Cute. Check her out, Illegal Galaxy. That's a fucking tongue twister.
Illegal. That's I-L-L-E-G-A-L.
Yes.
Did I go the right way?
I don't know. Did you?
I don't know. It's all backwards. It's weird.
Yeah. I-L-L-E-G-A-L.
Yeah.
So we will post her YouTube page on hellentertainment.com. As always, we are on hellentertainment.com. We are on streaming live on Hellfire Radio, Facebook, Hell Entertainment Facebook. And later on tonight, around 9:30, the Sinner Sundays recap.
Recap.
With us again.
Yeah.
You get to spend more time with us.
You're blessed. You're welcome.
You are. so make sure you hop over there. Instagram.com/HellfireRadio666, where you're going to see me get egged if she's not asleep by my 10-year-old. It's going to happen.
If she's asleep, can I do it?
Yes. But then I'm going to have to let her do it again anyway because I promised her.
But we promised the audience tonight.
We did promise the audience tonight.
So, Instagram live, that's on Hellfire Radio Instagram. Hellfire Radio 666. Be there.
The Sinner Sundays recap. As always, Amy Young Photography, Demon of the Month. HellEntertainment.com, AmyYoungPhotography.com. And that was a good show. That was a
Everyone was really quiet tonight, but that's all right.
It's a quiet crowd, okay. But it's all right.
We had a great guest. She'll be up on all of our sites. Make sure you head to her YouTube. Subscribe. Illegal Galaxy.
Jeff from Toking with the Dead was in here earlier. So sorry we missed you, Jeff. But thank you for tuning in. He just said hi.
Oh.
But we want to make sure you recognize.
Hi, Jeff.
Make sure you guys check out Toking with the Dead. They have their show every Wednesday night on their Instagram, on Hellfire Radio Instagram, from 7 to 8:30. Also, you can listen to their show on the Live 365 app.
I just want to point out to our viewers as you can see how many lights Dix had to turn on because apparently I just looked too dark tonight.
It's because you...
But now, look how pasty I look in the feed. The feed. It's not this one, but...
The feed going through?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
So, but yes, just want to point that out. We have, let's see, 8, that's it?
Something like 9. We got lights everywhere. They're all little lights. We're, on that note, we're going to play out one of our commercials.
And I'm going to go Egg Diggs, Instagram Live.
Check it out.
Sitting all alone, all alone. Time to hit the liquor store. Time to hit the liquor store. Need some trees that I can blow. Myself, I'm the devil, send you straight to hell. Hit him on the rhythm, and I'm in a rhythm, I'm gonna get money, I'm gonna get hit to the motherfucking drum. Hit him on the rhythm, and I'm in a rhythm, I'm gonna get money, I'm gonna get hit to the motherfucking drum.
bitch. Hey, woken up talking that shit. Hey, me and my niggas like bitch plays. I've been selling dope since the 10th grade. Nothing but gritters over this way. Walking up talking that shit. Hey, me and my niggas like bitch plays.
What's up, man? I think it's pretty obvious right about now who you're looking at, but I'll tell you anyhow. I'm Shaggy Too Dope, the Southwest Strangler.
And I'm Vinyl J, the Duke of the Wicked.
And together we happen to be
the Insane Clown Posse.
And right about now, it's time to get a big, 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 fat shout out to Hell's Entertainment, their media outlet for all touring artists.
They offer videography, design work, photography, motherfucking Freshology. Are you a touring artist? Do you get out there and grind? Or are you a boring artist? Do you sit home and whine? Because if you're a worker, hook up with Hell's Entertainment.
That's right, Hell's Entertainment. You can reach them at www.hellentertainment.com.
And if you're not done with that, go to hell.